We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. We are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, as we speak about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, there's a very interesting dialogue that occurs between Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, and one of his famous companions by the name of Abu Basir. So, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was speaking to Abu Basir about the vastness of the knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And so Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said to Abu Basir, O Abu Muhammad, Almighty Allah did not grant anything to the prophets alayhim as-salam before Allah had decided it for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He thus, the Almighty Allah, granted the Holy Prophet Muhammad everything Allah had given the previous prophets, alayhim as-salam. And we, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, the divinely appointed Imams, are the inheritors of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and we have with us the tablets of Ibrahim and Musa, which in the Holy Quran is known as Suhuful Ibrahim and Suhuful Musa. And so Abu Basir then, he asks Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and apparently he was pointing towards something. He says, do you mean these tablets, O Imam Sadiq alayhi salam? And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam answers, yes, these are the tablets that I'm speaking about. These are the tablets of Ibrahim and the tablets of Musa peace and blessings upon them both. What a, I guess, interesting conversation indeed, that again, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he emphasizes that everything that was granted to the previous prophets was granted then to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And then all of this collection that was given to the Holy Prophet was then handed down to each one of the divinely appointed imams. At this point, it was Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And at our point in time, it is Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, the awaited savior of humanity, the 12th and final successor to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And it's interesting that physically, these tablets or these scrolls, because they were scrolls at that time, or perhaps they were tablets, I don't know, the word tablet is used. But these physical tablets were with the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and surely these same tablets are now with the awaited savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
Abu Ja'far al-Mansur was a person, 24 years he ruled the Ummah, and he established the Abbasid dynasty in Baghdad. But as every politician, he's worried about internal revolts and threats. So he still wanted to demonstrate that Ja'far al-Sadiq is not what people claim him to be. So he sent a messenger to Abu Hanifa, because Abu Hanifa is in Baghdad, and Abu Hanifa is the Sheikh of Baghdad. He is the Mufaqih of Baghdad. He is the greatest scholar of Baghdad. And he says to him, I want you to entrap Ja'far al-Sadiq and show the people that he's not as scholarly as the people claim. Put him down in rank. Show him that he's not as great as the people say. And by the way, Abu Ja'far al-Mansur did not like Abu Hanifa. Eventually, he jails Abu Hanifa. Abu Hanifa dies in jail as well. And Abu Ja'far al-Mansur also whipped Imam Malik. These are the, that's the way it is, He got angry at Imam Malik for something. That's the way it is, So right now, he wants to use him. He goes, you're going to come to the palace and you're going to debate Ja'far al-Sadiq and you're going to humiliate Ja'far al-Sadiq. Show the people that he's not that big of a deal. So Abu Hanifa said, Hayya'tu, I prepared the most difficult issues I could imagine. I mean, the Khalifa is commanding, what am I going to do? I prepared the most difficult questions, 40 questions I prepared to show that he doesn't know, maybe I can be show him that he doesn't know what the reality is, whatnot. And he says, when I entered in upon the Khalifa and Ja'far al-Sadiq was sitting there, Abu Hanifa says the same thing. When I saw the Khalifa on the entourage and sitting on the chair and next to him was Ja'far, he said, my heart fell in awe, not of the Khalifa, but of Ja'far. In other words, just the aura, just the fact that this is the great-great-grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his whole dignity and charisma, and they say that he looked like, the Prophet, is like every, you can imagine, this is the exact, great-great-grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I felt an awe and an embarrassment. How can I do anything to this? But I had to, because the Khalifa is threatening me as well. I had to. And so,
thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.